Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we enter into the inner world of spirit, blocking out the outer world of distraction. As always, as we bring our attention to the breath, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in consciously, let us be aware that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Now bring your attention down into your heart, into that cave of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work of the heart. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional. For the next 10 minutes or so, we are consciously coming into communion with the ground of our being, God in us as us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 33 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. Rejoice in the Beloved, O you holy ones. Praise is a grace of the loving. Praise the Beloved with strings and reeds. Give praise with dance and leaps. Sing a new song and shout with joyful heart. For the work of the Creator is truth, and all creation reflects the faithfulness of the Beloved. Justice and mercy we render to the Holy One, to the universe filled with love divine. Through love consciousness the heavens and earth were created, and all who dwell on earth, by the Creator's breath of life, all creation, from the radiant and distant stars to the depths of the seas, is held together by the oneness of love. May all the earth reverence the Beloved. May everyone stand in awe of love. For when the Beloved speaks, it comes to pass, as love's way guides and directs. Thus it stands. Without love, the nation's counsel comes to nothing. The plans of the people are futile. The counsel of the Creator is eternal, available to every generation. Blessed are the nations that listen in silence and make decisions with wisdom's counsel. Blessed are all people who respond to love's way. For the Beloved dwells in every heart that is open and receptive. Into our hands, into our hearts, does the Beloved surrender. that we might do with love what we will. Do we not know that the nations are not saved by military might, just as generals are not saved by their own strength? All such arms are the outward expression of greed in fearful hearts. They will reap only despair, death, and destruction. Behold, the love of the beloved is stronger than 10,000 bombs, more to be desired than the wealth of all nations. Do we not know that to dwell in the heart of the beloved is the promise to every nation, the birthright of all people, the journey to life eternal? Our soul yearns for the beloved, for peace, joy, and assurance. Then will our hearts be glad and sing songs of gratitude, praising the name of the Holy One. May every nation come to live in the steadfast love and wisdom of the Spirit of Truth. May all peoples work with love divine. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence this morning, aligning with the truth of who we are and whose we are, remembering that we are made in your image and likeness, that image and likeness of health, wholeness, and perfection. We rest in the assurance that always underneath are your everlasting arms. So irrespective of what may be going on personally or societally, we know that your presence is here. We know that your Spirit is working in and through us, in and through all people. We know that in spite of appearances, we place our attention on that which is unchanging and unchangeable, your Spirit, your life, your presence, that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, you know each and every one of our needs that is here present. Whether it be a need for healing, a need for guidance, a need for peace, a need for wisdom, a need for forgiveness, a need for acceptance. You who are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think, we put before you all our needs, wants, desires, requests. And stay faith-filled, knowing that our every need will be met in perfect and timely ways. For we remember the words of our teacher who said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom that contains all that is good and all that we desire. Mother, Father, God, as we have a new Prime Minister, we ask that you illuminate her conscience, her consciousness and her conscience, with your Spirit to guide, to lead, and to do what is the highest and best for the people of this country. We pray for all the peoples in the world. There's so much happening with natural situations, be it floods, droughts, fires, as well as man-made situations. When we feel overwhelmed with everything that is happening, everything that is going on, let us come back to the peace. Peace that passeth all human understanding. The peace that is right where we are. Peace that can fill our hearts and minds and leave us feeling calm, serene, and harmonious. Mother, Father, God, there's so much need in our world and too much to even try and name or mention it all. But we know that you are a God that hears. You are a God that knows. You are a God that is able. So So for our individual needs, our collective needs, for the needs of every sentient being on this planet, for our planet, our world, we place it before your throne of grace. For your infinite love, for your unending blessings, for your eternal grace that is ever showered upon us, upon our lives, we are grateful. So it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I leave the phones for our prayer of intention. My apologies, phones are not on meeting this morning, so affirm right where you are. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasing. Take a deep breath in. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.